This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Farm laborers from El Salvador and Guatemala are enjoying a chance to earn money on Washington farms, with more workers expected to arrive in the coming months. WAFLA Director Dan Fazio says other countries have also been inquiring about opportunities here for their workers.
Absolutely. Honduras and Nicaragua have both expressed interest in, you know, Haiti is not a Central American country, but they've always been knocking at the door. It's just very hard, you know, to organize that. Any other logistics problems that we want to address so that we can make sure that we're not biting off more than we can chew.
I asked Fazio how many foreign workers they planned on bringing to Washington this year.
Bob, you sound like the people from Guatemala and El Salvador. They call us about once a day asking how many people that they can rely on, and we tell them it depends on how well the first groups perform.
With regards to how the expanded H-2A program is working, Fazio says, so far, so good.
Happy moving forward with the program. Is going well this year. The numbers of employers that are using the program is increasing, and so we're very optimistic about the program. We've had some minor issues with some of the agencies that are just really having a hard time keeping up with the volumes. Other than that, the program is working real well.
Fazio says President Trump's stand on immigration has caused little, if any, problems for the H-2A program.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.